No, none whatsoever. Never heard from the chap or any of his pals. I think it's a wind-up by him, to be honest. There's loads of bits and pieces being around. It came up on the Morecambe Football Club Facebook page where he's resurfacing and saying hello to everybody. It's just a wind-up. We've never heard anything serious from him, and I don't see how anybody could take him seriously.
So absolutely, as far as you're concerned, no contact from Joseph Carlo or any of his representatives? Or...
Nope, not to me, the board, the club, nobody.
If he was to resurface in a serious position to try and invest in the club, would you welcome that or not?
I think we'd welcome any serious person coming to us to speak to us. But I mean, from Carlo's point of view, I think I'd be take him in a suitcase full of money and get it checked out that it's real money at a bank before we even discussed anything with him.
And where is the football club up to at the minute with regards to trying to get additional outside investment in? Is there any developments at all?
We're still talking to people on a daily, weekly basis about coming in. But I mean, club's secure, good 3 points on Saturday. Relieve the fans' fears of that sort of thing.
So at the minute, you're relatively comfortable with where the football club is?
Yes.
But, I mean, in terms of further future investment, I'm guessing you're still keen to hear from other people if possible.
Definitely still keen. I mean, at the end of the day, we'll stabilise the club, we'll keep it that way. We're looking for somebody to take it on and kick it on, take it forward. That's what ideally we'd like.
Is that going to be something that would be better or easier done in the summer when the football club is secure of its football league status?
Well, hopefully by Saturday it'll be all sorted. I think it's a huge difference. The conference is a hard place to go down to and come back from, as I'm sure Hartlepool will tell you. Going down's never easy for a club.
Just to kind of round off where the club is now compared to where it was 18 months ago, is it in a better position, do you think?
Oh, it's a completely different thing. When I first arrived there, there was all sorts going on. You had the Carla thing in the background, the Diego Lemos, the court case. I mean, it's a nice, clean, lovely football club. Fabulous facilities. I mean, personally, I think we've got a better, stronger team than we had then. And everybody's going in the same direction.
So,
which is fabulous.
There's actually a great deal of ground for optimism then, potentially.
It's not in the financial turmoil it was back then. Everything's good, everything's ticking over nicely, bits and pieces are getting done all the time, like the Legends Wall. Trying to get the fans more involved and give them more of what they want. Listen to them. That's what we've been trying to do. And there's a few more bits and pieces to get done close season. Focus at the moment is on the team, keeping everybody happy, keeping everybody fit. Let's get some more points.
How keen are you to try and get in and amongst the community as well, as a football club?
That's what we've been trying behind the scenes with the youngsters and everything, go around the schools, hospitals, things, everything, trying to engage, get more fans on board.
How would you assess the job Jim Bentley's done there?
Jim's part of the fixtures. He's ingrained throughout the whole thing. Team morale's really good. Has been all season, in spite of some of the times in the position we've been in, down at the bottom there. But everybody's still going in the same direction. Everybody's fighting. It's just a great atmosphere. Everybody's lovely, the board. Everything is just best it's been ever since I was there. Since I've been involved, the club's in the best position that I've ever been in with it.